When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The fallout from War Games. We'll talk about it in a second. Plus, a SmackDown star on the sidelines may not be back at all. And find out how the Young Bucks became the Young Bucks. For Monday, December the 7th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Wait a second, Io Shirai!
The genius of Sky!
What a garbage can!
About the War Games last night, NXT TakeOver, the last one of the year, and it was a memorable one for at least two reasons that you heard just there. First of all, Io Shirai, who decided to dive off the top of the cage whilst wearing a bin. It was quite the look. Incredible match to kick things off on there. And later on in the night, Pat McAfee, who doesn't need to do it, but did anyway. Big dive off of the cage from non-wrestler Pat McAfee. Incredible moment for Pat. Stunning work. We're not going to go into too much detail as to what happened last night, because you and I will talk about that in great detail. We'll get right into the weeds on that on NXT TakeOver Graded later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. But a few things to take away from that show. There were some casualties of War Games. Triple H talked about this in the post-takeover media call. Candice LeRae was being checked out and x-rayed following her match. We saw her in the firing line of Shotzi Blackheart near the end of the match, where we saw LeRae getting a steel chair put on top of her and then getting a senton from Blackheart off the ladder. LeRae was seen favouring her right arm when her teammates went to check on her after the match. And she was seen with a sling backstage after the match as well. Triple H saying that Candice LeRae could have possibly suffered a broken arm as a result of that move during the match. But we'll know more in a couple of days' time once she's been officially checked out and the results are back. Triple H also said during the media call that Bobby Fish suffered a laceration on his elbow during the men's War Games match. Wasn't sure if it was just the elbow, so they wanted to wait and see and make sure there was no other injuries to Bobby Fish. He says, apart from that, though, pretty much everybody else got through all right. It was a good night at the office, apart from that. We send our best to Candice LeRae, who's absolutely put a shift in 2020. And hopefully it's nothing that's going to keep her on the sidelines for too long. Also from the media call yesterday at the conclusion of TakeOver War Games, Triple H said that, well, he talked a bit about things outside of NXT, including plans for The Undertaker going forward. Undertaker officially retired from in-ring action, and he says that he hopes Undertaker's going to be more involved with the Performance Center as he moves into the next phase of his career. Now, Undertaker has shown some interest in doing more stuff, developing new talent. He's actually been down to the Performance Center a couple of times. There were a few occasions where he went down to work with recruits, just sort of spontaneously turned up. to offer support and guidance. I think his managers knew, like the performance as a manager do. He didn't just rock up. But it could be something that he does on a more consistent, permanent basis. And now he's retired from wrestling, something he's really keen to get on with. Also, the Rascals came up in conversation. This is the Impact team that left the company recently. We know that two out of the three members of the team were hired by WWE. No sign of Trey Miguel joining, though. And Triple H said he couldn't go into details. Then he talked a lot about passion within wrestling, not directed at anyone in particular. But he just said, we're not signing Trey Miguel right now, which seems to be a shame. And I wonder whether more will come out about this. Also, on the discussion of one of the announcements from last night at TakeOver War Games, the TV event special for NXT New Year's Evil, which is coming in January, Triple H said he'd like to do more special events on TV like we will see with New Year's Evil, possibly extending that idea to the NXT UK brand. So New Year's Evil being very much in the mould of what they've done with The Great American Bash and Halloween Havoc, those one-week TV specials, I think this is really something that they've pushed for within AEW. Like, we had the Winter is Coming special, which I think was excellent stuff recently. And I think they've led the charge on that a little bit of AEW, and NXT are playing catch up. Either way, it's great to have those little moments between takeovers and between pay-per-views where you can build like a really solid TV show. He says he'd like to see more, but he likes the separation of WWE having their own special shows like the Royal Rumble and Survivor Series and NXT having theirs like War Games. So he doesn't plan to muddy those waters anytime soon. So a few notes from the media call there, following on from TakeOver War Games. We go into great detail on what happened last night at NXT on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. You can watch back the live reactions from Adam Pacitti from last night. Jack is already online with what happened at NXT TakeOver War Games. I'll be along later today with NXT TakeOver War Games graded.
Weighing in at 285 pounds, King Corbin!
What a valiant King Corbin. Oh, the King said he'd be prepared this week. Well, King Corbin is apparently brought some friends.
And those friends were familiar faces. It was Steve Cutler and Wesley Blake that were accompanying Baron Corbin to the ring for his match against Murphy on SmackDown. Haven't seen anything from them since. Just as the pandemic was getting started, there were some comments made by Jackson Ryker that didn't put him in great favour with WWE. Consequently, the Forgotten Sons as a whole were written off of television. This is the first time that we've seen two-thirds of the Forgotten Sons since then. So what of Jackson Ryker, who was the one that made those comments in the first place? Dave Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer radio show says he expects Jackson Ryker to be one of those people released by the WWE next. He says WWE hasn't got around to releasing Ryker yet. Noted he's likely going to be away when they do their next batch of releases, whenever that may be. Now, historically, those have been sort of WrestleMania time. Fightful reported yesterday as well there is still backstage heat on Jackson Ryker for comments that he made during the Black Lives Matter movement earlier on this year. It doesn't seem likely that there are plans going forward for Jackson Ryker. And what with Blake and Cutler now back on screen in new roles, it suggests even more so that his time with the company may be coming very much to an end. Of course, when we know more about it, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Still talking about Sting, aren't we? Following his debut with AEW on Wednesday night. Now, according to a report from numerous sources, including WrestleTalk, one of the reasons that Sting decided to sign with AEW is because of his treatment in WWE. He wasn't happy with the run of matches that he had as part of the company, his match against Triple H at WrestleMania, followed by the match against Seth Rollins at Clash of Champions, and the injury that he suffered there, which pretty much writ him off for the rest of time, and going into the Hall of Fame, and then that's about it for Sting. You know, not a massive fan of the way that he went out of wrestling, and he has said that he wanted to do something big to wrap up his career. The Sting and Undertaker thing was something they could have easily done, but according to reports, Sting wanted it really badly. Vince McMahon did not. So that's the end of that. Sting's legend contract expired with the WWE back in May. And all the merchandise of Sting was pulled from October, so this has obviously been a deal they've been aware of for some time. And now he's part of AEW. He's there to do something good for the fans as part of a final farewell. He'll be a regular character on Dynamite. Isn't expected to take many major bumps, but no doubt we'll have some memorable stories involving some of the AEW guys. My body is ready for some sort of Sting Darby Allin crossover. That needs to be a thing. WWE has officially announced that Drew McIntyre and AJ Styles will compete at TLC in a tables, ladders, and chairs match. This falls neatly in line with Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens, which will also be a tables, ladders, and chairs match. Also on the card for TLC, we'll see Sasha Banks defending the Women's Championship against Carmella, and we'll see Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax defending their Women's Tag Team Championships against Asuka and Lana. That needs to be a table match. Surely. Also, Randy Orton and The Fiend going one-on-one at TLC as well. The last pay-per-view of the year for WWE coming up in about 2 weeks' time. Big update on Arturo Huas, who was injured at NXT a few weeks back. From Huas's Instagram, he says, "Surgery was successful. Now it's time to heal and come back stronger. For a warrior, there will only be victory with a good fight and glory with honor. Hashtag beast mode. Hashtag healing. Hashtag champion. Hashtag WWE. Hashtag WWE NXT. Hashtag MetaMao. Hashtag technique. Hashtag get well soon." He was injured a couple of weeks ago on NXT in a match with Kushida. We don't know the full nature of how bad the injury is, but obviously it's bad enough that he needs to have surgery. And this was a tough call for Huas, who apparently there were vignettes and stuff filmed for him with NXT. He was going to be part of a big movement there. That's been put on ice for the time being. Get well soon, and we'll see you very soon. As one star goes on to the injured list, another is coming off. Former injured Impact star set to make a return next month. Former WWE star and current Impact Wrestling star Heath Miller was on the Ryback show talking about the injury that he suffered at Bound for Glory. He said, "I went into that match, I was supposed to win it. I got in there, I hit three moves that I've hit for the last 15 years of my career. I slide and Myers throws the clothesline. I duck and the neck breaker felt like somebody stabbed me with a knife. I got up, hit the leg lariat thinking I'm good, and I've dropped to my face. I was wondering what's happening. I got to the top rope, realised I'm effed. I've never felt pain like it. It felt like every time I moved, somebody took a knife and twisted it. I ripped my abductor muscle off the bone and slightly tore my groin. The doctor said I didn't need surgery. I'm supposed to be back in January. I'm seeing a physical therapist and hoping for the best. I got up to £250, looking good and feeling great, and now I'm 235. I can still feel the pain on my left side of my lower gut, where my pube area is, leading to my groin. He's not in the best of shape still, but he's optimistic for a comeback in January, is Heath. I want to see him get back up to, like, 250 as well, because, like, he was beasting, wasn't he, Heath? He was in proper beast mode. Get well soon, Heath. Keith Lee's WWE 24 special is wonderful. Although I am slightly biased, Keith Lee is my boy. It's now available on demand on the WWE Network. In the special, he actually talks about how a failed tryout with WWE led to the origin of Bask in My Glory. He says, quote, "When it was time to do our thing on the mic, I felt like I was a completely different individual. Dusty Rhodes came to me and said, 'Son, you've got a presence I can literally bask in.' And when he said that I have a presence he can bask in, Bask in My Glory was born. Dusty let me know that, and I was proud." And finally, the Young Bucks were on Talk Is Jericho. We've talked about the origins of names and such. And how about the origin of the names of the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson? So they go back to their times when they were starting out in the industry. Matt says, "I was Mr. Instant Replay. Nick was Slick Nick, and he wore blue. It never really crossed our minds, like, hey, we want to be a tag team. We got to this show. And we're looking everywhere for our names. Where's Mr. Instant Replay and Slick Nick on the card? We asked the promoter, Joey, 'Hey, we're here to wrestle.' And he said, 'Yeah, you're on the card right there against us.' And on the card, it says, 'Matt and Nick, the Young Bucks.' I say, 'Why are you calling us Matt and Nick, the Young Bucks?' He said, 'Dude, I'm going to be really honest with you. I couldn't remember your guys' names. And when we kept going back to the match and we were talking about it, we just kept referring to you guys as Matt and Nick, those Young Bucks. So that's just going to be your name today, okay?' And our hearts sank. Like, that's great. And as soon as we walked away, we're in panic mode. We can't be Matt and Nick, the Young Bucks. That's the worst thing ever. Turned out all right, didn't it, though, lads? Turned out all right. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, you can check out 10 wrestlers who were fired and then immediately rehired. The obvious one from 2020 is Drake Maverick. And that amazing turn of favor that he had when he was released from his contract and then brought back to massive fanfare from the world. It was an amazing moment. And there's many other cases where that has happened, and we talk about them on the YouTube channel. Also, last night, in case you missed it, a brand new video dropped from our boy Ross Tweddle. You know, WWE have been looking for new staff. One thing they're looking for is new writers. So Ross went through the process of applying to be a WWE writer.
Do you have any? Yes, I was in the creative meetings for WCPW right at the start, sitting there in the corner, not saying a word before I wasn't invited back anymore. So I guess that counts. WCPW Loaded, everyone's favourite internet wrestling series. I didn't even make the television, did it? That doesn't even... Let's just put Cultaholic Wrestling WTF Moments. That's a weekly episodic show that's been running for close to 5 years, didn't you know? Let's just put that in. Like, why not? If you don't buy a ticket, you don't win the raffle, as the old saying goes.
Watch the video and cross all your fingers for Ross to become Bruce Prichard's right-hand man in 2021. Hey, look, weirder things have happened. On the Cultaholic Twitch feed today, it is the season finale of Midday Movie Mondays. We're going out with a bang. We're going to be watching Santa Conquers the Martians because it's Christmas. And, of course, the crown jewel of Cultaholic. And I'm so proud that everybody is on board with our boy now. Andrew is back on Twitch, moisturising his head and playing some PlayStation games. He'll be on the news today as well. I want to say thank you to the Cultaholic community, because you've been so amazing welcoming Andrew in. It's been flipping lovely to see. I've said this before. Like, this is the best wrestling community on the planet. I might be biased, but I'm just saying. This week on the Cultaholic podcast feed, so it is the final episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw and SmackDown review for 2020. We're wrapping it up at the end of this week. But we are bringing back a little friend from last year with a new name. You can join us from next Monday for Watch Alongmas, where myself, Matthew and or Justin, and some secret special guests will be watching some appalling wrestling all the way up until Christmas Day. Hope you'll join us for that on the podcast feed. So final few episodes this week. Thank you for all your support with all the podcast stuff this week. This year, we've had record-breaking numbers of downloads, and that's because of you. Genuinely thank you. Couldn't do it without you. Absolutely couldn't. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.